Permet mia, permet mister, I think from hell, it's the moment, by your plan, and I am bound, Lord, grant my feet on higher ground, I want to stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Our present study is in Ephesians chapter 4, and we're looking today at Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 31. Now, we spent quite a bit of time in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 30, but it was very important that we go through that verse. And this verse is no less important. In verse 31 of Ephesians 4, it says, "Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice." Now, once again, I'll remind you that Paul the Apostle is writing here the book of Ephesians under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, under the inspiration of God. It's God-breathed. But he's writing this, he's pinning this down, not only for that church at Ephesus, but he's pinning it down for the churches today. He's pinning it down for you and I as individuals. He's giving us the things that we need in order to be successful in this Christian life, to have a successful Christian life, to do what God wants us to do as a saved person. There is no guesswork when it comes to God. He wants us to do what he says in his word. I encourage you once again to get into his word, to find his plan for you as a saved person. Now, we know the end of the plan on this earth is to be with him. That's what's going to take place. That is the plan. But he has a plan for you while you're here. You need to get serious with him. And you need to follow his leading. You get into the Word of God, and he's going to lead you into all truth. He's going to lead you and help you to know what you need to be doing as a child of God to be serving him. Now, notice this, that we see in verse 31 of Ephesians 4 a formal exhortation. And it's a formal exhortation against a course of action. First of all, it says there, let all bitterness. Well, this is a formal exhortation to take action, to get away from several faults that plague many people as well as many Christians. This is what the verse is speaking of. The end of verse 31 says, put away from you. And if we look at that and we look at what he's telling us and what God is telling us to put away from us, we go back to the beginning of that and we see the word bitterness. Christians are to get away from bitterness. Bitterness sometimes lays the groundwork for the corruption of our very nature. I didn't say the corruption of our soul as saved people. I said the corruption of our very nature, the human nature, which is the very irritant of the nature of the Christian, which irritant in essence is iniquity. That is an irritant to every Christian. Iniquity or sin. That's something that you and I need to pray and ask God to give us strength, that we would stay away from all iniquity, all sin that would creep into our lives. That I find that once again that the mind is where a lot of this creeps in. People start thinking about certain things. The eye takes in something that causes them to want to do something, and many times they end up doing it, and it is immoral or it is something against God. Well, we need to stay away from those things. And the way we stay away, once again, is to get into the Word of God in prayer. Trust Jesus Christ to lead us and guide us out of these temptations. The Bible says there is no temptation that has taken you, but such as is common to man. Everybody is tempted, but not everybody gives into that temptation. Why? Because they're in the Word of God. Because they're trusting Jesus Christ, not only for salvation, but for the help they need to live the Christian life. I also see in this word, in these words here, I see that word bitterness, sinful, bitter words spoken by Christians, one against another. This is not right. Spoken against one another or against any person for any reason. And this should immediately be stopped and not encouraged. That's what Paul the Apostle is trying to get across to us here under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. It also says, let all bitterness and wrath. You see, wrath often follows bitterness. And many times it causes an immediate response of retaliation against the person who speaks words of bitterness or acts in an unchristian manner. The one who is the recipient of bitterness from another many times is resentful, hurt, and offended. And on the other hand, the person who holds bitterness in the heart becomes more and more bitter, with the end result being wrath that turns to rage against something or someone. We're to get away from, guard against, bitterness and wrath as Christians, because the end result is it grieves the Holy Spirit. Remember, we read that, verse 30, we're not to grieve the Holy Spirit, but this leads to the grieving of the Holy Spirit as well. It is terrible testimony to the unsaved. Notice the word anger. The Bible says there in verse 31, let all bitterness and wrath and anger. We have already been warned about anger in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 26, where it says, be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Well, I said this before. When it comes to others, we ought to be angry at their faults, not at them. When it comes to someone offending us personally, we should not be angry at the person, but at whatever has offended us. We should not let anger of any kind for any reason last for an unreasonable time, but allow it, and that's the anger, to settle down without giving in to a fleshly desire of retaliating against a person. How many times has that caused a church turmoil and just tearing up a local congregation of people trying to retaliate against each other because one person said this about another one, and they soon join sides and they start going against each other? This is wrong. Bitterness, wrath, and anger needs to be let go, especially for the Christian. Do not let anger fester in your heart as a canker sore. Harboring anger in the heart is like a cancer that will not only cause the person who has it pain, but will also cause those who are near. Anger needs to be treated with the ointment of oil from the Holy Spirit. You see, we, like David of old, need to be daily anointed with the fresh oil of the Holy Spirit. David said in Psalm 92 and verse 10, but my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. When we get closer to God as David did and get anointed with fresh oil, we can say we too have the oil of gladness, not bitterness, wrath, or anger. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 9 says, thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. It's something that when we get rid of something that shouldn't be there, especially anger and bitterness and wrath, how that God pours out his blessing upon us and makes us glad. I'm not saying that we're lifted up with pride. I'm saying we're lifted up with joy. The joy of knowing that we're doing what God wants us to do, that he's leading and guiding us, and we're listening to his voice. Again, Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 31 says, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Let me say that I believe bitterness, wrath, and anger causes clamor. We see that word in that verse. These cause clamor. In other words, a commotion, disorder, and confusion. Now, this clamor not only causes disorder and confusion within our families, but also within the family of God. Get rid of bitterness, wrath, and anger, and the clamor stops. This is not a request of God. It is a command of God to get rid of these things. Notice the words, evil speaking. This is hurtful talk. These would be words which tend to hurt those of whom or against whom they are spoken. It would seem to be the old human nature that lashes out with offensive words that many times are addressed to family members. And the old flesh wants to take over the actions, the words and deeds of the Christian. And this needs to be guarded against. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 9:27, "But I keep under my body and bring it under into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway." Now, Paul's not saying in 1 Corinthians 9:27 that if he does not keep his body in subjection, that he will lose his salvation. And concerning him being a castaway, this is not speaking of the loss of salvation, but his loss of Christian testimony and service for the Lord. Remember, we spoke earlier in another lesson, how that the victorious Christian living is to be had for those people who watch themselves, who keep the body under control, who live for the Lord. This is what Paul's speaking about. When we get out of the will of the Lord, then we need to get back in the will of the Lord, because we could be set on a shelf. And that's what Paul's saying here. If he should let, he's saying here, his sinful flesh control his Christian life, he would not be used of God. But as the saying is, he would be set on a shelf, not to be used in the Lord's work. What Paul is saying is he should not let his sinful flesh control his Christian life. And neither should you or I. When we as Christians use hurtful language, evil speaking, the Bible's saying here, we are letting our old sinful flesh take over, and we are grieving the Holy Spirit. Remember, we've been talking about grieving the Holy Spirit. We should not do that, because the Holy Spirit is our friend. The Holy Spirit is God. The Holy Spirit is our comforter. He's the one who leads us into all truth as we study the Word of God. He guides us. He's our guide through the Word of God. Notice now that verse 31 of Ephesians 4 says, "With all malice, bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking are to be put away." But out of our lives, with everything else that is evil, all malice. And this means everything evil. Get rid of it. Get rid of all of it. No local church can survive where the evils of bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and the evil speaking are prevalent. Therefore, it is of the utmost importance that the saints of God continually call on God to keep them clean of all malice, everything evil. We need to stay close to God, closer today than we were yesterday. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This is speaking to the saved person. This is speaking to that person who knows Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. We should not be caught up into the things of this world that would lead us astray and ruin our testimony in front of this lost and dying world. We are to let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from us. With all malice, that means with everything that is bad. Get rid of it. Don't let it overtake our lives. And many times that comes into the life of a Christian, because we're still human and we fall for the trick of the devil of throwing our towel in and saying, "What's the use of going on?" Well, God says you need to get into the fight. You need to pick up the towel and get with it. And start serving me with all of your heart, with all of your mind, with everything. Get rid of those things that hold you back and keep you from serving me. Serve God today. Let God use you as a saved person. You know Him as your Lord and Savior. You are to serve Him because you are a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. Serve Him today. Listen to His voice. Follow Him. Let Him guide and direct your path today as that safe person that you are.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.